Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Welcome to a free Friday. Welcome to the new Costco's opening down the street.
Oh, hold your horses.
God, you hold your horse. Whatever.
Did you get the gas there yesterday?
Do they have them at Costco?
Probably. They have everything else.
I'm not responding to that because that would imply that I was cheating on terribles.
What did I just say? Nothing.
Listen, I don't know why you're trying to out me right now.
What do I think I am?
It's 6:02. It's not. It's almost Friday.
We've barely gotten five words out.
I don't even know why you try.
How dare I? What a beat.
I don't have a...
Well, I'm just saying, if some were to get gas there, I wonder if they were able to yet.
It's just that for years I have said that I would rather push my truck past another place so that I could go to Terrible.
No, I've heard you.
Unless I'm at Costco. No, honestly, I just wanted to try it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to...
Okay,
I sound like every cheating boyfriend.
I just wanted to drive past it.
I wanted to do something different.
And I went in.
One time, it didn't mean anything to me.
You've heard me for years. I love Terrible.
She asked how I was doing.
And I would never, right? Yeah. And I'll never do it again.
Honestly, it was her fault. She was looking at me.
I was not the state.
She's been building that body in front of me for months. What was I to do?
Teasing me every day when I went by.
Exactly.
Just right there, like, oh, look, I'm available.
Yeah. No, I think we know who the problem is.
Just giving me a whiff of it.
And yeah.
And finally, in a moment of weakness.
Yeah. You couldn't help it. Just a man.
Just a man.
That's it.
What am I going to do?
No one's blaming you.
Oh, they are. No, they're judging terribly. But, you know.
We get it.
But what's done is done.
Yeah, Michaela. No, you can't go back.
Can't go back.
Hey, listen, you weren't the man you were 5 minutes ago.
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, it was worth it.
Great.
Well, that's even better.
Oh, it was fantastic. I filled up. I sat there and did the... I squeezed every last drop.
Yeah, you sure did. You were in and out.
Oh, no, not at all. I took my time. Absolutely.
Whoa.
Absolutely. God bless you.
I already like today.
The kids call it soaking.
Oh, my God. Did you go across the street afterwards and get a swig? I said, did you go across the street and get a swig after?
No, that's way over there.
I know, but the soaking all tied in. I know.
Oh, I see. Oh, you went Mormon wife. Uh-huh. And went Mormon.
Yeah.
Immediately I became a Mormon wife.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's your secret life. No, I understand. That triggered the off ramp for you. And you were just like.
Because I'm thinking about it, probably. I always am.
Do you need a soda? Do you need a, what do they call those? Yeah. What do they call them? What do they call that, Adrian, when they're mixing up the soda? Would they put the flavors? Flavored soda? I don't know.
A mixed drink?
God, it's early. I just realized how early it is. Listen, she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Potentially monsoony today. Probably not.
I love it.
Don't get it. Oh, really? That it's hot? That it's going to be 110 and sticky?
I just loved walking outside and smelling rain.
But I thought yesterday... Yeah. When we talked about humidity.
Yeah. No, I hate humidity.
Well, you're not going to like today at all then.
No, I won't. I just liked the smell of rain. I like the idea of it. When I'm in the car.
Sure.
I'll probably get pissed when it does start to rain.
110 and sticky today. Maybe monsoony. Probably as far as it'll might make it a Kingman. And then from what I understand early next week, we're going to get it.
I hear
Monday, Tuesday, maybe this weekend.
No way.
Yeah. So just get ready. Whatever you got working.
Noted.
The good news, very nearly Friday. Big time rush tickets for you on the first pick coming up. Stay right here. This is great. Can I tell the story of what just happened?
Fine.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. This is pretty good, Adrian.
God.
If it was the first Costco, I'd make a bigger deal. But there's like 100 people in line. About a half a mile from here with the new Costco in the Southwest at Buffalo and 215. So I was like, God, should we have done something? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not like if it was the first Costco, like when we had the first Zippies here and you know, and we made a big deal about that. Were you here for that?
Yeah, you guys sent me out. I was out there.
I was gonna say Michaela was not here for that, and that kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
So you okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you sound low key, and you're in there. You're distracted by other things. I was just making sure you're all right.
No, we're good.
Making sure there wasn't a problem somewhere. So then Michaela goes, yeah, I love a good convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
And literally up until this moment, you thought Zippy's was a convenience store.
Yeah. And said it with my chest. There was no hesitation. No, I was like, I love a convenience store. Yeah.
And she was sure she would like this one.
And then Chet was like, what did you just say? And I said, I love a convenience store.
And then the idea of a Hawaiian convenience store, we might have something here.
Incredible.
I mean, honestly.
This might be our new...
And it is a bigger restaurant, I guess. I guess I'll give her grace on that perspective.
What do you mean?
Like it's a huge restaurant. It's like a big building is what I mean.
So there's no grace on that.
No,
there's no, it's a damn restaurant. It's not even close to a convenience store.
Just trying to help.
Thank you, Adrian.
In the name, Zippy's. And I was like, I kind of understand this.
Yeah, in and out.
If you have no point of reference with it, like if you've never actually been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a bakery. It's restaurant and bakery.
Hawaiian. Oh, I love that.
No, we're going after the show. It's all right.
Good.
First pick coming up next. Big time rush ticket. Oh, here's the real question. Would you rather, this is tough, but first blush, just first answer, blurt it out. Don't think, don't go, I'm not sure, like I did for 45 minutes. Just blurt the first thing out. If you had to lose one, would you rather lose your wallet or your phone?
Wallet.
Wallet or phone?
Phone.
Yeah, I think phone only because I think I can replace everything on the phone quicker than I can on the wallet. And I think losing the wallet... Phone might be a blessing.
Yeah, but...
Losing phone might be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. No, phone.
For a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'd rather lose your phone?
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather lose my wallet. No,
yeah,
I'd rather lose my wallet.
Keep your phone.
Yeah.
This is a fun exercise. First pick today. If you'll drop your phone at least 10 times this year.
Sure.
I never drop my phone.
I always do.
Do you drop your phone? Are you a phone dropper?
Rarely.
I think there's two types of people in this world. Everybody does eventually.
Yeah.
But I think there's two types of people in this world. People who drop their phones a lot and people who rarely drop their phones.
Yeah.
Average comes out to about 10 times a year. I'm maybe once a year, twice a year.
Good for you.
I'm careful about it.
Yeah, I got to get extra protection for mine. Insurance.
However, would you, if you dropped your, how did I word this? If you dropped your phone, comma, would you, ... question mark? That's the first pick coming up next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Really quick, Aces have won 8 in a row, going for win number 9 tonight. It's the battle for 4th place. The importance of that is if you're in the top 4, you get home court advantage for the first round of the playoffs. It's a bit. Oh, and guess who we're tied with? We're tied with Phoenix. Guess who we're playing tonight? We're playing Phoenix.
Let's go.
Holy, this is huge. Tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena. Summerlin South Little League. I know what the problem was yesterday.
What?
It kind of got away from them at the end. They lost 7-3.
It's okay.
So now they've got to fight their way back through to get to the U.S. Championship. They got to play again today. I'm not sure who. I think the game's at 4. Here's why I'm not that concerned. Because this was the first game that I watched, like with the sound on my own couch, paying attention to every pitch, living and dying with every at bat.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw how that turned out. I blame me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I really wish I had this kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is somebody who is affecting the outcome of the games, it might be me.
Yeah. Can you step away?
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying it.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. Yeah, but anyway, they'll get back at it again today. And let's go, boys, and I promise I won't screw this up. But I just think I was too close to it.
I get it.
Somehow in my vibe.
Yeah.
My vibe made everybody clinch up.
Self-awareness.
Kid hit kid hit a home run in the first inning, and I literally jumped off my couch and fist pumped.
I
like,
bet.
You know, and I'm just screaming. Like the cats are like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, woo! And yeah, my wife is like, what? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, nothing.
So, all right. Who's doing first pick today?
Don Eknum from the Chiels.
Hi, Don. Oh, Centennial Hills. Got it. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Okay. First things first, if you had to lose one, would you rather lose your phone or your wallet?
I think my phone.
If, in fact, you did lose your phone, would you dive into a pool fully clothed at a wedding to save it?
Oh, my God.
At a wedding. Yes.
Michaela?
No.
Adrian?
No.
Almost two-thirds said they would.
Really?
I would, and just for the bit. I would do it just for the bit.
Yeah, I'd ask Lisa to do it for me for the bit.
I'd do it just so that somebody went, God, man, do you remember? Chet jumped in the pool, all his clothes on.
Yeah, needed his phone.
Might get me out of there a little earlier as well, which would be
true.
Cool. Yeah, but it'd be fun. I'd get back out of the pool. I'd have my phone. We'd all do the cha-cha slide. We'd probably do shots to commemorate, and then I'd leave.
Yeah, I'd bounce.
Because I'd be like, I'm wet. I gotta go change.
Can I tell you something, though, to put this into thinking? I would want to lose my wallet before my phone because I also now have everything in my phone. My Apple wallet, the photo of my ID, credit cards.
And this is all, if you dropped your phone, would you? So with that in mind,
yeah.
Would you climb into a dumpster, Dawn?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'd probably get one of my kids to do it.
Michaela, dumpster?
Yeah.
Adrian?
No.
56% said, yes, I probably would. Yeah, because you know what? It depends. How far down did it go and what did it fall into?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let's just assume it's on top and there's no goo.
Right.
Yeah, I'd do it. I'd jump in. Mm-hmm. Would you reach down into a porta potty at a big music festival to retrieve your phone?
Ugh.
Dawn.
No way.
Michaela.
No.
Adrian.
No.
No, 54% would.
No.
Oh, my God.
That's the concerning part.
I was shocked. Would you miss an international flight because you dropped your phone? I don't know why you would have to make that choice. That's weird to me, but okay. Would you miss an international flight because you didn't have your phone, Dawn?
I think so, because I would need my phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Michaela.
Yeah.
Yes.
After Dawn said, I was like, maybe not, but now that you mention it, half of us would. Would you risk climbing down onto subway tracks if you dropped your phone down there? Dawn.
No.
Michaela.
Yeah.
Adrian?
Yes.
I would, too. That's the one I would be most likely to do. That's the one most people are least likely to do. 20% said that they would not, or said that they would.
I mean, with caution, of course.
Maybe I don't live around subways. Maybe I don't fully understand
the intensity,
the danger of, and how quickly that can end your life.
Yeah, I'd just be like, yell if it's coming. I'm going down.
That's fine, too. Like, yeah, let me know. Hey, are we good? Okay. Yeah. Hey, are we all right?
Yeah.
I'd still, yeah.
Okay, pick me up. I got it.
Yeah, somebody help me out of here. That's the thing. You know what I'd do? I'd be the idiot that would jump down and not have a way back
100%.
Out. That's what
would happen. That's my fear. Right. Yeah.
Well, make sure your phone is fully charged when you go to Big Time Rush next Saturday.
Yay! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Have a great day. Thank you. In
the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show. I got you in the
morning. Wake up. In the
morning. This is 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. So while she was on her mail route, this postal carrier, Sarah Vandelaar, saw a car crash in rural Pennsylvania, jumped into action. A red sedan careened off the road into a person's yard. So she jumped out of the mail truck, went over to the driver. He passes out.
Oof.
While she's talking, she's like, "Are you all right?" Passes out. She jumps into action, calls 911. Which is, that's the first rule. It's the first, if you ever take CPR class, they'll tell you the first rule is to loudly yell, "Somebody call 911!
Yeah.
To get somebody who actually knows what they're doing.
Totally.
You know what I mean? You're certified and all, but
yeah.
So she calls 911. Somebody else, you know, runs up as well. They pull the driver from the vehicle, and she begins administering CPR.
Incredible.
The, what do you call them? Paramedics show up, and they're running this guy off to the hospital. And then what do you, here's the funny thing. Have you ever gone up to an accident scene?
No.
Have you ever approached?
No.
Like walked up?
Like you see something happening, you jump into help.
Oh, no.
So there's this funny moment after it all calms down. I've told the story how I pulled the guy out of the semi truck.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what we thought we'd see.
Mm-hmm.
The guy rolled it. He lost his brakes going down a twisty hill.
Oof,
sideswiped a cop car, which was the greatest because then the cop got there
totally.
In 2 seconds. But this dude gets down to the bottom of the hill, can't make the corner, literally rolls it into a tree, into this big giant tree that people hit all the time. And thank God for that tree, because it keeps them from flying off into the field where they would definitely die, because it's, you know, like 20, 30 feet down.
Yeah.
So me and this other guy run up to the truck, and it's leaking gas. It's like out of a movie. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we got to get him. It blows up. We think then as you get closer, a tree branch had gone through the windshield, and I'm literally, as I'm climbing up onto the truck, I'm thinking, I'm going to see a dead guy.
Yeah.
I've never seen a dead guy. I'm going to see a dead guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was a part of me that was just ever so slightly disappointed when this dude is climbing out of the truck and he goes, "Can somebody give me a light?" And he's got a cigarette in his hand.
You're lying.
Somebody give me a light? Yeah. And he's, we pulled his ass. We pulled him out of there. We pulled his ass out.
Oh my God. I thought you had a flashlight, a cigarette light.
So there's this weird moment. So then the cop's there and they're taking reports and everything. There's this weird moment when it's all over and y'all kind of look at each other and just go, "All right, man, good job." All right,
yeah.
You slap
okay, bye.
It. You leave.
True. They got to drive home with
bizarre.
All of that. Yeah.
So this Sarah, same thing. Sarah and this dude, they save this guy's life. The paramedics get there, cart him off to the hospital. It's like, okay. Back to the route.
She's got a job to do.
She doesn't, and nobody knows what happened. A month later, they tracked her down, and she learned that her quick thinking had saved this guy's life.
Oh, my God.
They gave her an award. She had no idea. She had no idea, just nothing. And she just said she was just being a human, quote, just being a human. Most people passed by the accident scene. She and this one other dude stopped and they got an award for their effort.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
God bless her.
That's
love
what
that.
You should do. You should stop.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, just a call, just to make a phone call. And who knows, you might see a dead guy. I was just saying.
Mm-mm. Who wants to smoke a cigarette?
He's climbing.
That's wild to me.
It's this little skinny dude. And I know you can picture him in
of
your
course.
Head right now. Just imagine a little skinny dude, about 30 years old, maybe. And he's a truck driver. You know what I'm saying? And he's climbing up. Hey, one of y'all got a light? It's like, we should get you out of here first. Are you
You're
okay?
You're like, yeah,
are you
okay.
Bleeding? Is there a branch sticking through you anywhere?
Yeah.
Because by all rights,
it's... You know, it is a stressful situation. I do understand needing a nicotine hit.
Yeah, we're like, you okay? And he's literally using the branch to stand on.
Oh,
and
my
he's
God.
Like, yeah, and he's like, wow, it was a close one, huh? And it's like, dude, stop it.
I get a good feeling.
Ridiculous. Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael A. Menden Diamond Jewelers. Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Former three-time champ on Michaela's hometown throwdown, Elsa Magana from Whitney Ranch.
Those were
ladies
and
three
gentlemen,
welcome
to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
7:05 already. How about that? I didn't realize that.
Let's go.
The 21st day of August 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Welcome to New Costco Day in the Southwest. There were about 5:30 this morning. There were about 100 people lined up.
That's insane.
Which is crazy.
I don't get
it. You know why? No, I'll tell you why. Because a lot of times on Costco opening day, they'll put like everything half off.
Okay, so there's really good deals.
It's worth it.
You know, they do their own internal advertising and stuff like that. I was thinking of doing something with it, but I was like, if it was the first Costco, that would be okay. It's a new Costco. That's like,
yeah. Yeah, you're like, we already have a few things, pal.
Yeah.
We've
got a busy show today.
Yeah. We got things to do. We really can't talk about that.
Bro, yeah. And what? What, are we going to go down there? Hey, so, you're the first guy in line. What time did you get here? I got here 2:00. Okay.
Riveting.
Good one. All right, see you later.
What are you going to buy?
You know what I mean? Peace out.
All right, anyone want a hot dog?
What are you going to buy? Okay, we could do the whole thing right now. Hey, we're on site of the new Costco. Mm. Hi there, Costco person. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, how long have you been in line?
1:30 a.m.
What's the first thing you're going to buy?
Toilet paper.
Do you love Costco more than life itself?
Love it more than my kids. Wow, we're rolling.
How many kids do you have, Sarah?
4.
Yeah, what are their names?
Chet, Adrian, JB, Michaela. I love your guys' show. Listen to it every morning. Big old fan.
That's a plug for us. Nice.
Love that morning, too. You would... Got a toy drop every year. Drop off a toy.
Who'd have believed? Who'd have believed that I would run out of questions before she'd run out of answers? But I think I did. So what's the first thing you're going to buy when you go in?
I said toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. I asked you that already. Mm-hmm.
Then a hot dog. Love those hot dogs.
A hot dog.
Also, they just turned from Pepsi to Coke. I love Coca-Cola, so I'm going to go ahead and get a Coca-Cola while I'm at it. Maybe diet. I don't know. Might splurge today. I don't know.
That's Costco news. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the Costco news.
It's my cheat day, so I'm going to do a little regular Coke and a hot dog.
Cheat day.
Yeah.
Good. Well, hey. Yeah, good. Have a good time.
You too. Love you. Love y'all. Hey, is there a hollow next week also? Disney tickets?
Yes. You know, now that you bring it up.
My 4 kids would really like to go, though. Well, I'll call in Monday morning.
We'll have 2 tickets for you to win. You have to win. You'll win 1, 2, 3, 4. You're going to have to win 3 times. Which I've heard you can do now.
No, I can. No, I've been listening for so long. I know how to win this. It's okay.
You got the game figured out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
You got a system?
Yeah, I do. I can't say it on air because then people will know. But
everybody,
yes,
everybody would know.
Mm-hmm. Just trust that I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
I do. I trust you implicitly.
Thank you.
Both of you. All right, that's enough of that. But see, that's what would happen. I don't know. Well, I got to be honest. Now I'm kind of regretting it. That sounds worth it.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't know that we would. Is it Sarah with an H or no H?
No H.
Of course not.
I don't do those silent H's like Michaela's name. Stupid.
She's an idiot.
It's pointless. Why would they name her with a silent H? That's so dumb. No offense, Michaela. It's just stupid. Love you. Hate your name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
All right. Anything else for you? Any more questions?
No, I think we're done. I think we're good.
I'm going to go get my gas now.
Yeah,
hot dog.
Okay. See you later. Yeah, good
Coca-Cola.
Luck. Good luck with the toilet paper.
All right, Colin. Talk to you Monday.
It's all the way in the back. You know that because you shop at Costco.
Thank you for helping me. I'll talk to you Monday morning.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for high-low. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Disneyland.
I do want to go. Send my kids.
That's fantastic. By the way, fantastic.
Yeah,
nicely done.
Have it covered.
Very nicely done.
Thank you, everyone.
Oscar worthy. Really good, Sarah. What part of town do you live in, Sarah? Here in the Southwest?
Chills.
And the chills came all the way down from the chills.
I want to see what the new one looked like.
And the chills. Of course.
Set my alarm.
See if it's different in different times.
Husband's taking the kids to school so I can see what it looked like.
Oh, you have a husband.
Yeah, well, would you think I was single? No. Are you hitting on me? Chad, I'm not single. I'm a married woman.
The 4 kids.
Yeah.
How many husbands is this for you?
2. First one didn't work out as a rehearsal.
Which usually takes that. You're too young. Mm. You just wanted to get married. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that was
forced.
Me. Oh, no, that was me.
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry about that.
Now we're doing trauma.
Now we're getting deep.
We can talk about it.
Now we're getting deep in all of it.
Well, do you like a hot dog?
No, you know what? The music's about to run out, so we should probably get moving here. Yeah. It's time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. 702-364-9898. Elsa Magana from Whitney Ranch. She's already had a single helping of everything that we have to offer prize wise this week. So we said, what do you want to double down on? She requested Trevor Noah tickets.
Yes.
For Saturday, November 8th, the Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. Courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. What was funny about that?
I don't know what you guys are doing.
Reflecting back on you guys, gotta be honest, that was
you guys are idiots.
That was an improv exercise.
You guys are so.
And now we don't have to go down to Costco.
Yeah.
We already covered it. You're welcome, Adrian.
God,
it's fine.
You feel more grateful, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, if it was gonna turn out like that, might have sent somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
That's it.
But I think we handled it better than you might expect.
Yeah, we covered it.
Yeah, really well.
For the rest of
702-364-9898. Today's champion is going to go see Trevor Noah. If you'd like to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, I suggest you call 702-364-9898 right now. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Two things. Number one, what happened to you?
I just realized I was feeling my legs because I have that swimsuit photo shoot today. I only shaved one leg last night in the shower.
God, wait a minute. That's bad.
No, I know. At some point I must have, I don't know, got distracted in the shower.
Are you a deep thinker in the shower? We all are.
Yeah, I love to. I was doing like a conditioning treatment. I was like talking to Lisa.
Uh-huh.
I guess at some point I just forgot that the left leg also had hair on it. So
was she?
No, I have one shaved leg and one.
I'm with you.
Were you alone in the shower?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But
and
you know.
I can't talk in the shower. I can't do
oh,
that.
Oh, you can't? No. Well, neither can I, apparently.
I'm not doing that. Elsie, you ever done that where you forgot to shave the other leg?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Really?
Okay.
Thank you, Elsa.
I don't.
Okay. Go brains. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that part. I'll take a zero.
It sounds
on,
insane,
yeah,
but
take a zero on that. Yeah. Elsa Magana is your two-time champion, former three-time champion, trying to become a three-time champion again on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Okay, are you being? Speaking of being weird, Adrian wants to jump in the weird pool.
I'm always weird.
You lie.
I'm always weird. But if you're asking
throw stuff out there,
who's facing Elsa? I guess I'll introduce her.
Yeah, I am asking.
Representing the mafia.
See,
Dina Scarfone and M Resort
didn't
as well.
Didn't we just go through this yesterday?
Yeah. Hello. It's supposed to be kept under wraps.
Didn't we just go through this yesterday, Dina?
Yes, we did.
Sorry, Dina.
The city was better when it was run by the mafia. Yeah, I remember.
My
but
buddy,
someone wants revenge.
My buddy was listening. Remember I told you there was this, my buddy is also Italian and East Coast and used to always say, well, the former, if you go back to the Morning Zoo days, Danger Boy, back in the day, used to say, I just had lunch with him the other day, organized crime and the mafia, and he wrote it out for me so I'd have it in front of me next time it came up, and who knew? Organized crime and the mafia are terms made up by the media to stereotype hardworking Italians as crooks and criminals.
Yeah. Hmm. We want justice. Hmm. Starting
I've
with
seen
Dina.
Boardwalk
all
Empire.
Made up.
Not full of me.
So, yeah. Well, I guess stranger things have happened. All right, Dina. You already know. Well, since you played yesterday, do I have to explain this again? Buzz in with your name. Make sure that we call on you before you answer because you don't want to, you know, give the answer to somebody else who might not otherwise know. And I will ask you once again, Elsa Magana, why do we call Michaela the commissioner?
Because her last name's Gordon.
That's right.
Hey, yeah.
Your quizmaster is the one, the only, the Commissioner Gordon, Michaela Gordon.
As if this country legend hasn't made a whole career off working 9 to 5.
Elsa.
Elsa.
Is it me?
Elsa got in first. Yes, Elsa got in first.
Dolly Parton.
Is it Dolly Parton?
Yes, it is.
Yes. She, what about Dolly?
She had a new Coca-Cola flavor. They gave her a Coca-Cola flavor. The Dolly Coke.
Tastes like glitter and silicone?
Should.
And hair and hairspray?
Yeah, what long is, nails, long
what
red
is
nails.
Dolly Parton. Yeah, Dolly Parton flavor tastes like
glitter, I have no idea.
Glitter, silicone, hairspray. And it's very, very sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even say, but you can review the Coke. I don't know, but you sound better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hair dye.
It's good. No, it's good marketing. Champion goes up one zip.
Sorry, I tried to look it up. I couldn't see. This model turned DJ has a new children's show out. And honestly, that's hot. What's her name?
Elsa picked up on the clue.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, it's Paris Hilton. Mm-hmm. Paris Hilton. Are you from Utah, Elsa?
No, I was born and raised in Vegas.
Oh, gotcha.
Let's go.
That's a no, but they, Paris Hilton. It's a weird, there's a way to pronounce the T in words when it's 10.
Uh-huh.
And that in Utah, they all say stuff like that. Hilton.
Oh, I never noticed.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's true. Elsa, 2. Dina, despite her best efforts. Squadoosh.
Oh, geez.
These two singers who sang the duet, The Boy Is Mine, have released
Elsa for the win.
And Brandy.
Are we talking about Monica and Brandy? Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Game over. She's just that good.
Ooh,
holy.
Jeez.
What was the rest of that? What about Brandy and Monica?
They released a new cereal and milk latte at Dunkin' Donuts ahead of their tour together. I know. How does that sound good, though? Cereal and milk?
You could, latte. Yeah, you could have even put that in a multiple choice and I'd have gone, cereal and milk latte. That's stupid.
I know.
I'm not believing that. That's
I know.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Dina, look.
Yes.
That's not your fault, dude. And thank you for calling in again today because we said that we liked you a lot. We wanted to talk to you more often. That doesn't change. Love you long time.
Yeah, love you, sister.
Yeah,
love you guys. Have a great day.
All right, we'll see you later.
Too.
Bye. Yeah, Elsa's just a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's kicking butt.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that? Give her more Trevor Noah tickets. What do you want to play for tomorrow?
Let's do Big Time Rush.
Okay, we'll play for Big Time Rush tickets tomorrow as Elsa Magana from Whitney Ranch goes for win number 4 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
It's a big one tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena. Aces have won 8 in a row, going for 9 in a row against Phoenix. Guess who we're tied with for 4th place?
Who?
With Phoenix. And so, yeah. And if you're in the top 4, then you get home court advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, Adrian, are you using my tickets? Because somebody else wants them.
I'll give them to him.
Okay, good. I will.
That's so nice, though, Chetty. That's so fun.
Thank you for saying it.
You're welcome.
That's very kind of you. As she applies lip balm in the other room.
Just trying to hydrate and compliment my pal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just to put all the good out in the world.
Yeah.
Get ready for the one-legged swimsuit. So do you have to go shave that leg? Do you have to find a way to...
Yeah, I do.
Do you have to go in it? Do you have to take a full shower now?
Full transparency. I did laser hair removal a couple of years ago, and it worked amazing.
Right.
However, I fried my hair off, my natural hair on the top of my head, so I've been taking these hair vitamins.
Ah!
Let me tell you something. My hair's growing back on every part of my body except the hair on my head. It, like, pierced through the laser removal, and it's like, oh, I'm here. So even though it's not super intense,
sure,
like it's very like you can feel it and you can see it. So yeah, I got to run home now and shave my other leg.
They can't fix that in post. Like they can't.
No, because they're also going to do video as well. No, that's a fair question.
I gotcha.
But they can do video. Look, I don't know if you can really see that. I don't know. I don't know.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Because if I'm going to shave my head,
yeah,
I would have to full on get in the shower. Like, I would have to get naked, get in the shower.
Yeah. Well, having so much experience from being Italian and having to shave my legs every single day when I was growing up, I can put my leg in the sink.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then I just like, it's like a baby bird bath.
So it won't be so terrible.
Yeah, but I also have a spray tan, so I don't think I'm going to do that at all, actually.
Chet, why do you have to be naked in the shower to shave your head?
Just because I can't do it.
Because the hair goes everywhere?
And the head stuff, the shave cream. Goes
everywhere, because it's not like a big ass.
I could do it. I could do it in the sink.
I guess that makes sense.
I could do it in the sink, but I never have.
But you know, look it like Steve Nash.
Yeah, do you like have a mirror?
In the shower,
yeah, my eyes are closed.
Okay.
Dang.
All right.
Yeah, no, my eyes are closed.
Respect.
Yeah, a lot of respect.
Steve Nash over there, I like that.
Magic Johnson, I prefer.
Okay.
But I'm older.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're both bald. Yes.
Well, both no look. I thought Steve Nash is not. I mean, he might be now, but he wasn't.
It wasn't always this way.
Well, listen, why don't we take a break and discuss that? why don't we just give it a minute? Let that breathe.
Okay.
Maybe look some stuff up on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Cool.
Maybe compliment Chet, Adrian.
I did.
Oh, that was, or not. Okay. That wasn't what I was. Was I fishing?
No.
I wasn't trying to fish.
No, I wanted it. That was a call on my part.
I appreciate the support today. I don't quite know. I've got to get better at that. I'm not good at taking compliments.
It's all uncomfortable.
I am.
He's got his hands in his pockets.
What do you want?
This is not directed necessarily at either one of you, because you're very supportive and I love you both dearly.
Yeah.
But I'm just not used to that.
No, he's rubbing his hands on his jeans. He's like stressed out. He doesn't know what to do.
My palms are all sweaty. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can tell you with me up there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Let's go. 8 o'clock. Well, 8:01 if you're being, you know.
Yeah.
If you're down to it. If you're down to it. 8:01 on Thursday, the 21st day of 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. The old story told by the great troubadour, the great storyteller. You know him from Baby Got Back.
Ooh.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to make your girlfriend look good. Start buying all your Louis in the hood. And you're sprung on the 241 fake Louis at the swap meet, son. Whoa. Now you know brown Louis is played. But you're drunk and you just got paid.
Yeah.
So you bought the gear and little Mary said, see ya. Little did you know it was
made in Korea.
Swap meet Louis. Swap meet Louis.
That's right.
Swap meet Louie.
What an author.
Well, that is the subject of today's relationship rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Swap meet Louie. Oh, wait.
Swap meet Louie. Swap meet Louie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, says Tabitha in Inspirata.
Right here, baby.
Swap meet Louie.
I have a friend who loves Louis Vuitton, but because of the insanely high prices, all she has so far is a Louis wallet. We were shopping recently. She kept eyeing this cute Louis card holder, but it was $200.
Woo.
So she grudgingly passed on it. She has a birthday coming up, and I saw these amazing knockoffs in LA last weekend.
Swap me Louis.
What you need?
Swap me Louis. Swap me Louis.
You don't know Jack about this.
Victim number two.
Yeah, okay. She has a birthday coming up. I saw these amazing knockoffs in LA last weekend and grabbed a card holder for $20.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I love a deal.
Because the other one was $200.
Yeah.
You really can't tell it's fake, but now I'm wondering if this is thoughtful or tacky. So this is easy today. Is it thoughtful or is it tacky to give a bootleg product as a gift? I would love to hear some honest opinions. And yes, I would definitely let her know it's a knockoff if I give it to her.
Yeah.
So that solves,
good. Okay,
that,
so
solves
be
that problem.
Yeah.
Where you're, you know, where people are going, she's already going to tell her.
Yeah, good.
Dude, I'm telling you, I had that neighbor in when I was in Portland. When I left here for a couple of years back in the day, neighbor down the street, they always had great stuff. I thought they were making pretty good money, but it was like, And she, the wife, always had really good stuff. All of a sudden, one day, there's all kinds of commotion. You could see her house down the street from our house. And one day, there's all sorts of commotion. All these unmarked cars with the woo-woo on the top.
No.
Yeah. Once again, if you missed that, it was the woo-woo on the top.
Yes. And that is Chet, not a police officer behind
you. They put the lights, you know, up on the thing and pulled up at her house, like 10 of them. And yeah, and they went in. And she was running Kate Spade bags out of there.
Oh, my God.
Like lots of them.
But what a business.
Some might say, I believe that on the news, they called her like the West Coast knockoff queen.
That's
or something like
crazy.
That.
Crazy. Yeah, when I was in high school, knockoffs were the rage. And so was the swap meet. And I can't say I didn't partake.
You know, it's a big deal when they give you a name.
Yeah.
You know, when it's big enough that they give you a name. So, 702-364-9898. We've got two VIP passes for this NASCAR Media Day thing that they're doing with rising NASCAR superstar Christopher Bell inside our very own Odyssey Sound Space next Thursday, courtesy of Live Nation. Along with that, we'll give you two tickets to the South Point 400 coming up in October at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So you'll get a meet and greet picture with Chris. I believe you can ask a question. Listen. Even if they say, no, you can't ask a question, I'm the one hosting it. You can ask a question if you want. you're definitely going to get a meet and greet with Chris. And it'll be fun. So we'd love to see you. 702-364-9898. Is it okay to get the knockoff, especially if you divulge that you're doing it?
Yeah.
Or is it tacky? Now, because play this out, because if you're thinking of the other side where you go, hey, I got this for you. It's not real.
Right.
You like the $200 one. This is the $20 one. But you can't even tell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know the
but
answer
you
right away.
Can't even tell. Mm-hmm. So is that cool or is it tacky?
Make your girlfriend look good. Start buying all your Louis in the hood.
Just saying.
I'm conflicted on this, man.
I figured you might be, and I figured you wouldn't be.
Yeah.
What say you at 702-364-9898?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
What was her name, Tabitha, for a relationship rehab today? She was wondering if it was tacky or if it was okay to buy. Yeah, she wants to buy her friend a $20 Louis knockoff, or she did buy it. She bought it in L.A. last weekend. She says she can't really tell it's fake, but now I'm wondering if this is thoughtful or tacky to give such a bootleg product as a gift. Adrian, you said that you are conflicted.
Yeah, I'm conflicted because I, as a man, I cannot stand fake jerseys. Fake jerseys, I can't stand.
Oh, yeah, if you bought me a fake jersey, I'd be like...
And I'll notice it. And they have some really good knockoffs. And they have some really bad ones. And you'll see them at Allegiant Stadium this football season.
Yeah,
but
you will.
On the same token, with my son, I didn't want to pay the money to buy him a chain because I knew he's going to use it as a rope of some sort.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
I was like, let me just get the one on Amazon that's $20.
Five-year-old, I understand. A grown-ass adult?
No. I couldn't do it.
Man, I was on the who cares train, which I'm assuming you're on the who cares train.
Oh, yeah, and I'm pretty passionate about it.
Right. And I was with you right up to the point where you said fake jerseys. Yeah, I hate fake jerseys.
I mean, I've even, in my life, I've immaturely exploded. I was given a gift, but it was a fake belt. Fake wrestling belt, but I knew it wasn't like an official one. It was like a replica one, and it was kind of janky, and I was like, this is crazy. Why are you giving this to me? Why are you giving me something janky? Is that what you think of me? Am I janky to you? I don't, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm conflicted with it.
God, I really didn't think we'd have to. It's always the ones you never expect, or at least for me, on relationship rehab. It's always the ones where I think, well, it's fine. Give our opinions. We're done.
Yeah, uh-uh.
And then, oh my God, now we have to talk through it. Where are we starting?
Let's start with Samantha.
Line one, right up top. Hey, Sammy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Fake Louie. Yes or no?
No. No, 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 no. Yeah. Okay, she loves Louis Vuitton. She has the wallet already. Why would you give her a card one that's fake? Like, I did that with my son. I got him a necklace, just a sterling silver one, just to see. And then he gave it to his son. So, no, because that's going to be like, represents you, oh, this is what my friend gave me, instead of buying me a new one. I mean, if they've been friends forever, yes, buy her the $200 Louis Vuitton card holder. But personally, no, I would not, because I even don't know. You just don't do that. I don't think it's, I don't think she would use it either.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, representing the other side of the argument. Let's go! Let's do this! Point counterpoint on the Chet Buchanan Show. Representing the other side of the argument here.
Call me back.
Is Michaela Gorman.
Okay, a lot of people don't know this. I actually don't know if you know this. I went to Gorman half of my sophomore year.
Yeah.
Because I had gone to Catholic school growing up.
Sure.
Unfortunately, it was still too expensive. And then I went to Cimarron. That's why I ended up leaving.
Right.
But when I was going to Gorman, all of the beautiful, cool girls had the like little Louis bags, and they looked so awesome. They were fabulous. We couldn't afford them. So we went to the swap meet off Rancho, and my mom got me one for like, what was it? Like $30 at the time.
Sure.
And I carried it with so much pride. I thought I was so cool. Then when I moved to LA, the same thing. The girls all carried the like newer little Chanel bag, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a fake one. Carried it with so much pride. Now in my older life, I have a couple real, a couple fake. But I think that like, if you want to be with the fashion trend, if you want to kind of just keep up, because people are like, well, if it's fake, like, what do you care? What do you want? Because if that's what's in fashion, that's what girls want to do. So you get a little fake one. It's not a big deal. I think it doesn't matter. And also, can I tell you, I got my real one stolen. I still think about it to this day. Mm-hmm. I'm still sick about it. So sometimes I just get the fake ones. So that in case anything happens, I'm not distraught about losing thousands over a couple hundred. You know?
Yes.
God, that was a good argument.
You know what? Yes, it was.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Thank you, everyone.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
However, Samantha, I'm assuming it's not going to move you off your spot, though, and I know why.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I have a $2,000 Louis Vuitton backpack purse. No way would I carry, if I had even the wallet, I would not carry a fake card holder because I have the wallet.
And it's different when you buy it for yourself.
Yeah,
I think
but it's also different if this friend's been your friend. I would buy my friend something real. Like I always, like everybody, yes, I always try to get the best of everything because I love that person that much.
You're rich.
No, I'm not rich.
Yeah.
She's like, it's an investment.
I don't know how you made your money. It's none of my business. None of my business why you're rich. You just are.
You don't have to say it out loud.
And on top of all of that, good.
Listen, I bought my backpack at a pawn shop, and it was only $800, but it's real.
Wait, I did the same thing. I'm looking at my backpack right now. I got it at a pawn shop for $800.
Your boy at Max Pawn. Yeah, you got that Max Pawn hookup.
I did the same thing.
You go to the pawn shop. They sell real stuff.
True.
That is the best way to get your stuff.
Right. Yeah. At cheaper prices.
Yeah, that's true.
Go to Max Pawn. Drop Michaela's name. Seriously. No, for real. I don't know why how come they never advertise with us?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think they need to. I think a lot of people just know, you know?
Right.
I think the girlies know.
Hey, yes.
Samantha, we'll see you for this NASCAR Media Day thing next Thursday here at our studios, the Odyssey Sound Space. You and I will hang out with Christopher Bell, the real one, not the fake one. And but would you know the difference? Probably not. So
yes, I would. I like NASCAR.
Oh, you would.
Yes,
know
I
the
would.
Difference. No, so you know he's cool. I'm actually really looking forward to this.
I like football too.
All right, we'll hang out and then we'll get you race tickets and a bunch
fun.
Of other stuff. And all right, hang on one second. So let me say this. Does it switch it at all? Hey Mike, does it switch it at all? Is it okay to call you Mike? Because it says Michael on my screen, but I don't want to be overly familiar.
Well, I do prefer to go by Michael.
Michael? Okay, no, that's so it shall be. So, Michael, does it matter? Does it matter? Because I think I agree with Samantha, and I think I agree with Adrian. I'm not sure. I don't remember what he said.
But, no fake jerseys.
But yeah, right, right. I think this is case by case, okay? It's case by case, and it matters mm-hmm. whether it's a gift or if you're buying it for yourself. You're buying it for yourself, buy the knockoff all day long. Because if you like it, who cares what everybody else says?
Yeah.
I think that's Michaela's point.
Yes.
I, like you, Adrian, cannot stand fake jerseys, so I don't want to buy one. And if you buy one, I kind of look at you like, okay, whatever.
If we were going to the game and you wore a fake jersey, I wouldn't go to the game with you.
Really?
I'm being that.
Really?
You're not going to have me out here looking crazy.
Adrian.
I'm being serious.
That's rough. That's rough.
Got me out here looking crazy.
So, Michael, what say you?
I if it's a close friend, $200, it's a fair bit of money, but it's not ridiculous. It's not $15,000 type of situation. I would buy them the real thing. Now that I already own this fakie, I'm going to hand them the fakie and say, listen, if you're going into a situation where, you know, you might be a little soft by the end of the night, take this one. So in case you lose it, you can lock your cards, but you're not going to lose hundreds of dollars. You're going to only lose $20. So you can still have that vista of using your Louis Vuitton when you're out at some place, you know, a bar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you have your real one safe at home, because when you're drunk as a skunk, you may lose it somewhere.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. So,
Michael, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
thank you.
Oh, Johnny X always got good advice. Johnny X, you okay with this? So again, Tabitha wants to buy her friend a knockoff Louis Vuitton card holder for $20. They usually go for $200. Her friend really wanted it, but $200 is a little much. And she already has the Louis wallet, but she really likes Louis Vuitton, yada, yada. We all know the story. Tabitha is wondering if she says you can't tell it's fake, but I'm wondering if this is thoughtful or tacky. Lisa, what do you say?
You know, I'm very undecided about this one, Chet. I love myself a good deal, okay? I love a good deal. Mm-hmm. And I can't, nowadays you cannot tell the difference. It's really, really difficult to tell the difference. And I think it's very thoughtful that she's even thinking of her friend, that she remembered that her friend wanted this Louis Vuitton card holder, and she's thinking of her friend for her birthday. Not everybody has $200 or some dollars to buy it. I mean, I have a knockoff Birkin that you wouldn't even be able to tell the difference. Like, I took it to a store, and they're like, this is the best knockoff you've seen. So, you know, like, you just don't know, like, how good the knockoffs can be. And deals are deals. Like, I'm sorry, but if somebody got me one and they got a deal and it looked good, I'd be like, heck yeah, yeah. That looks great.
Full disclosure is key.
I love the deals.
I think I think the fact that Tabitha was like, hey, I'm going to tell her up front, I think
sure.
I think that's helpful.
Yeah, tell you.
For sure. Honesty is the best policy. And like, for something like this, you got to tell them. But if it looks good, go, girl. Go, Tabitha. Give her the gift.
Listen, my wife texted me. She said, love you. Love how you are, but I would never want a fake bag. I'd rather just not have one. Not that I'm not grateful. I just wouldn't want it.
I'm not buying one for my wife.
Yeah. Lisa was like, I'd rather just not have a bag like that then.
We'd have to do that together.
Yeah.
We'd have to do that together. I'm not buying one and then going, look what I got for you. It's fake. It's $20.
Yeah.
Because she'd go, great. And it would sit mm-hmm. somewhere, I think. Not because Lisa or Amy are bad people.
No. She's just like, if it's not real, like, it's all good. Then I don't need it. Like, I don't need the fake one to carry. And I also get that perspective. But to me, it doesn't matter.
Help me with this. So if I put the hang on, let me ask Brian really fast. Brian, I assume you have some sort of story.
I do. I went to Thailand for a guy's wedding. They sell bags out there. They're fake, of course.
Oh yeah.
But I learned if you look at the stitching, if it lines up,
yes,
the front, the inside, if there's a patch sewn in there, it looks real, because I brought a few back, a lot, and I sold them to some friends that work in the aerospace industry.
You need to stop talking.
I don't mind.
You need
God.
To stop saying this out loud.
I kid you not. She took this purse that was like a brand new item, it looks like. She took it to Beverly Hills and walked into Louis Vuitton's store. They wanted to buy it off her because they wanted to put it on their shelf for sale, because they've never seen that kind of purse before.
Dope.
So just, you've got to make sure you look at the stitching and it lines up, just like these swap meets in Orange County. They got them set up to sell. I don't know how they get away with selling fakes. But my girlfriend, what she does is she buys them online. There's a girl working out of Japan, and she has an
option. No. Stop at this. We're just, if anybody asks, we don't have Brian's number. We don't know where to reach him. Brian's not even his real name.
I know.
And the views expressed were those of Brian's and not necessarily those of the Chubby Cannon Show or Odyssey.
Yeah.
Did you know it was
made in Korea?
I'm sorry, what?
What they don't have to worry about is this show is 100% authentic,
as
baby.
As far as you know, the stitching lines up. You know what I'm saying?
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Akilah, I don't know if you heard. It's back. It's back.
What is?
With a vengeance.
Oh,
couple of things, actually.
All right.
The plague is back. I'm not even joking.
The what?
Somebody in South Lake Tahoe got the plague.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm not even sure, but it was like the Middle Ages, and I think it had to do with not having actual, you know, sewer systems.
I think I remember from playing the Oregon's Trail in computer class. Do you remember that? But
that's similar. And similarly, rabies.
Oh, goodbye.
Rabies has made in the last two weeks, all across this great nation of ours, primarily in the north where it's a little drier, but they have noted a surge, mostly in rural areas, as you might imagine. But I think about this because apparently we've got, and with it being a little more humid this weekend, there's mosquitoes coming in, that's not rabies. Okay, mosquitoes aren't rabies. But also with all the building and all that kind of stuff, and everybody's talking about how they've got coyotes in their neighborhoods.
Oh,
and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, not here yet, but they're saying be on the lookout and be real careful. They've issued alerts after a surge in rabies.
Oh my God.
What are we in the dark ages?
Uh-huh. Would you even take somebody seriously? What if I called you in, Chad? I was like, Chad, I can't come to work today. I got rabies.
My dog's mouth is foaming. I'm not sure why.
You have the plague.
Bats, raccoons, skunks, and foxes, maybe coyotes, they're not sure. While the dog-specific rabies variant was eliminated in the U.S. in 2007, Now, people aren't getting their pets vaccinated because they don't have the extra cash.
Oh, that makes sense.
Unvaccinated pets can still contract rabies and spread the virus. In Wyoming, which is not that far from here, over 200 tourists from 38 states may have been exposed to rabies from bats at Jackson Lake Lodge. North Carolina's got them. Two people bitten by a rabid fox. What the heck is going on?
Dude.
What is, and literally, and they had the plague. Somebody got the plague at South Lake Tahoe. I wouldn't even know if I had the plague.
This is what I'm saying. Like, how do you even know, and how do you treat it, and how does anyone take you seriously? I feel like Lisa would be like, enough with the pranks, Michaela. And I'd be like, no, I have the plague.
Stop being a hypochondriac.
Yeah, you're being dramatic. Yeah, stop.
Now you know that one person in your family. Oh, that must be what it is. I have the chills. I have the sniffles. I must have the plague.
Yeah.
Hang on. Plague symptoms. Like, and then immediately I put in plague S, plague South Lake Tahoe.
Oh.
Swollen lymph nodes, which can be as large as chicken eggs, in the groin, armpit, or neck. They may be tender and warm. Oh, what did I just say? Other symptoms include fever, chills, headache, fatigue, and muscle aches.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the flu.
Yeah, it's like the flu. Diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting. also coming. Bleed cheese. This is like side effects of all those medications. Don't take it if you have bleeding, delirium, headache, phlegm, shortness of breath, or swollen and tender lymph node. I could have one or all of those.
This is the beauty of WebMD. You're like, oh God, I really am dying now. They're like, it's just the plague. You're I Googled it.
Yeah, bubonic plague. It's back. Also called Black Death.
Oh my.
Yeah, from back in the day. 1 month ago, somebody died from it in Arizona. Come on.
I don't need this today.
All right.
I don't need this in my life.
Everybody wear a mask. Stay in your house. Yeah. Here we go again.
Doesn't exist. Nothing matters. Not listening.
Right?
I'm dissociating. Tuning out.
Stay tuned for further health updates. Because that's what we're good at. Spreading real news on this show. I wouldn't take us that seriously. I gotta be honest.
Wake up, get up.
Pretty sad. This is pretty sad.
What?
But the you know that judge that's all over the internet, Judge Caprio.
Frank Caprio.
Yeah. Frank, was that his first name? I couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he passed away. Obviously, you know.
Yeah, you know what I was gonna mention? I didn't realize he had pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that's
got diagnosed so quickly, rough. Made a video to his fans.
Yeah.
And then he passed, but oh my God, the videos that are going viral again. He was the best judge in the world. He was so kind, so loving.
He'd be good to people, but he was common sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'd walk in and be like, well, this was dumb.
Totally.
But let's not ruin your life over it.
Yeah, there was one guy, a 96-year-old guy who got a speeding ticket. And when he came in, he said, Frank, I had to get my son to the doctor for a blood test. And then Judge Caprio was like, he's 96 years old. Why would he be speeding? And if he is, he's deserved it. Like, let him go.
Why is he even driving? Why is he driving?
Yeah, yeah. Well, his son was sick. He had to take him. He was just a good guy.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
This is weird. Okay, listen, we do this thing at the start of the show early. We give away prizes because we like to show some love to people who have to get up super early and, you know, and go to work and keep this town rolling. So we do a bit called the first pick. In theory, back in the day, it was you got the first pick of the prizes,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty
Makes
cool.
Makes sense.
And we just keep calling it that. But it's sponsored by our buddies at Northwest Career College. And they're giving away a $10,000 scholarship. You don't really have to do anything. You just have to go to nccvibe.com. Check that out. In contrast to that, Seoul National University in South Korea, like the biggest city in South Korea, Seoul, mm-hmm. S-E-O-U-L, they've received over 1,400 student applications for a unique scholarship program that rewards students for climbing 6 designated mountains. To qualify, students have to climb, and mostly I just like the names here. Students have to climb mountains that are listed in Black Yak's 100 famous mountains and 100 plus famous mountains without the use of cable cars or gondolas. I don't know what that means. Applicants, so you can't just ride to the top. You got to actually climb.
Yeah, you got
to
work for it.
So the applicants are required to submit proof of their climbs through the Black Yak app. Mountain climbers know. Here's what's funny about it, though. How much do you... So all you got to do is go to Northwest Career College's website and you can get 10 grand. How much do you think for climbing a whole mountain that they're offering?
25,000.
2,500.
The Misan Mountain Hiking Scholarship provides $216 to students who climb 3 mountains and $540 to those who conquer all 6 by the end of the year. Do they give them to all of them? Is that why?
I don't know.
Nothing? Because it's 14, because they said they got over 1,400 applications. But
listen, that's wild. That's a lot of work.
I'm going to climb 6 mountains for $500.
Yeah. And here you just go on a website for the chance to get 10K. We're lucky.
They're like, what was that again? NCCvibe.com. I do that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
9:02 on Thursday morning, almost Friday.
It's almost Friday.
Almost Friday.
I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. And then next weekend's Labor Day weekend, which is always cool.
Oh, yeah? Oh, my God.
I like the weekend before the weekend, and then I like the weekend.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The weekend before the weekend, and then the holiday weekend is always cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Big game for the Aces tonight. Michelob Ultra Arena. Make sure that you grab tickets and get in there if you still can. The battle for fourth place. Fourth place is significant because the top four get home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. And there's only like 8 games left. So it's a big one tonight.
Yeah, it is.
Also, Summerlin South Little League taking on those kids from North Carolina or South Carolina again.
Come on, dudes.
Yeesh. Loser is out. Does the winner go to the U.S. championship here?
I think so.
I think so, too.
So technically, semifinal matchup.
The boys might have taken an L yesterday, but that's going to be motivation for them to win today, I feel it.
I hope you're right.
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock this afternoon, of course, it'll be on ESPN. Did you make your dad cry yesterday, or was it just you who cried?
Dude, I made myself
Understood.
Weep.
Did he cry as well, though?
No, he's not a cry guy.
Right.
Alone.
So he's been doing good. Everything's fine. He lost his wife earlier this year, and it's tough for the whole family.
Yeah.
So you're doing your daily check-in.
Yes, I am.
And
I went on TikTok yesterday to look at something and had all these messages from him. And he's been trying to, like, get back into social media. He doesn't totally get it, but he's just trying to, like, connect and, you know, just communicate with people. So I had all these messages, all these videos. And I was like, oh, no, like, my guy got hacked. So I call him. I said, Daddy, I think you got hacked on TikTok. Like, there's all these weird videos,
messages. These stupid videos keep being sent to me.
I did specifically say that word. And I said, did you get hacked? He said, no, those are just videos I wanted you to see. When I tell you, I felt so...
How many do you think there were?
About 6 or 7.
Okay, yeah. It's a lot.
And I felt so bad, Chet, that I started laughing to crying. I could cry right now because he's just trying, and he was just trying to send me videos, and then I was like, those stupid videos.
They call it pebbling.
Yeah. They call that pebbling.
Oh,
no, yeah.
Like, you know how penguins will leave you a pebble or a shiny object to show their love?
That will literally make me cry again. I swear to God,
Okay, so now you've caught on to my plan. Yeah, the man is just trying to show you love, and he's just trying to share.
No, the pebbling got me. But now you got me with the pebbling.
And he's pebbling. And
I know I mocked him,
but he's gone a little too far with it. If some is good, more is better, but not unlike chocolate frosting.
You know what I mean?
It's great on the cake, but do you really need a whole mouthful full of it? Sometimes yes, but not generally.
I stand by the stupidity of the videos, but my God, if the guy's just not trying, I felt so bad. So I watched every stupid video and I commented back. Felt terrible.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? My best friend's mom, who was, I called her mom growing up. She wanted me to call her mom, and we're still really close now. Yeah, she'll get on a jag, man, and it'll all of a sudden I've got 10 videos and I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah,
and us who understand how social media works want to respond in some way.
Yeah,
because that if you don't get a response, that's horrific.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you got me with the pebbling. I'm like upset about it now. Good for you. He was just pebbling like a little penguin.
That's all he was doing. Just a little penguin.
Be nice to your elders. They have no idea what they're doing in life.
Just shove a little rock in your direction.
Oh my God. I'm upset now.
Just to let you know that he loves you. You mocked him. All the videos. Stupid.
I'm sorry.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So many people cannot help themselves when it comes to social media and their own ego, and it trips them up so often. This Postal Service letter carrier. My mom was one of those for 30 years.
Oh, I love it.
For a long time.
I always forget that.
Soft spot in my heart for mail carriers.
Yes.
Big time. It's a tough job.
Yes, it's
very tough job. And my mom was very good at it, somewhat detail-oriented and stubborn. And so she really got it done. She liked to get her job done and go home.
Yeah.
So she got it done quick.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So this letter carrier admitted to over a three-year period stealing credit and debit cards and people's checks from the mail. What did she do with the money? Used it to fund luxury purchases and international travel. How did they catch her? Because this idiot, who makes 56 grand a year, but somehow was taking trips to Europe, had designer bags, had a brand new Tesla, one of the good ones. And they were like, wait, what? And they caught her after over 100 debit and credit cards were reported stolen on her route. An investigation led to her being caught red-handed sorting stolen mail. When they searched her home, they recovered 133 cards, 16 treasury checks, people getting their taxes back.
Sure, of course.
18 stolen gift cards. And then they went, well, let's just go check her social media. And this idiot is showing herself balling all over the world.
See, and everyone gets caught because of themselves.
Yes, all the
truly,
time.
People would shut up. They'd get away with stuff.
Amen. No, you're not lying. It really is the secret.
Yeah, that's it.
Shut up.
I can't shut up, but people can.